Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 16th. Today's word is encroach, spelled E-N-C-R-O-A-C-H. Encroach is a verb that means to enter by gradual steps or by stealth into the possessions or rights of another. It can also mean to advance beyond the usual or proper limits. Here's the word used in a sentence from Town and Country by Paula McLean. The house had been abandoned for years, with peeling stucco, a half-buried swimming pool, the jungle encroaching on every side. The history behind the word encroach is likely to hook you in. The word derives from the Middle English encrochen, which means to get or seize. The Anglo-French predecessor of encrochen is encrocher, which was formed by combining the prefix en, en, meaning in, with the noun coche, meaning hook. Coche also gave us our word crochet in reference to the hooked needle used in that craft. Encroach carries the meaning of intrude, both in terms of privilege or property. The word can also hop over legal barriers to describe a general advancement beyond desirable or normal limits, such as a hurricane that encroaches on the mainland. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.